We have to go back and be mashal. We finished the Kinyan Chatzar in Yonim, which is the main topic. But there's an interesting discussion here in terms of the side point of the Zroin aspect. So back to the story, the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel and the Kinyanim, who were in the Sina. So there's a fundamental machlokes to Rishonim. What Rabbi Gamliel was so worried about in the Sina, it's a very lopsided machlokes to Rishonim. What does Rashi say? Rashi said, Rashi says the same thing in both places where this is quoted in Shas. Rashi says here, Nizker shel Iser Masroso v'huk shalom. It was difficult for him that he forgot to take Meiser. Rashi just said the same thing, he just said he forgot to tell someone to take Meiser when he left. So for Rashi, the problem is, it's not exactly clear. Why was it huk shalo? But Lechora, Tosfos in Kiddushin says he was afraid that he was afraid of the Yisr Tevel. You know, Chavar is not supposed to be Mosim Kaf Yado, Dover She'eno, Mit, Hukan. So for Rashi, it seems that his concern was the Tevel, the Afrosh's Trumos or Maestros. So it was difficult for him to leave Tevel there, so he was Mafrish Trumos Maestros. If you ask, why do we have to start giving them to people? Why not just Mafrish Trumos or Maestros? Alright, that's right. Rashi, Lechor, Rashi would just say, in Kvar, Mafrish Trumos or Maestros, he gave them also. But for Rashi, it sounds like the problem was just that he forgot to be Mafrish Trumos or Maestros, and Mashuas Rashi, this is kind of close to understood him, the Isser Tevel. This is...
It was the same way. They didn't want to leave Tevel lying around. They didn't want to leave Kodesh lying around.
No, but it doesn't matter. Meaning, it's still, from the perspective of the people behind, it's just as much lying around, whether he was Makne it with Agav or Chatzar or not. Meaning, in terms of the practical implications of it being there, remember, he can't call someone on the cell phone to tell them who it belongs to, right? It's all the same. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. All the Rishonim reject him, and what's the main reason all the Rishonim reject him? Well, what are all the other Rishonim saying? That what was his concern?
Beer.
Right, it was the time of Beer Maestros, okay? We're not going to have that for another 2 years. It was the time of the Beer Maestros and the dinner Beer Maestros. That's the deadline. You have to give all your Trumas or Maestros by then. By then, that's a Doraisa. That's the deadline for Trumas or for Nesinas Trumas or Maestros. And what's their main raya? Well, two main rayas. What?
It doesn't say that he actually.
Right. Number one, it doesn't say anything about being Mafresh. It only says it doesn't have a Frusha. It only has the Nesina, meaning for Rashi, he seems to be touching on Hafrasha. For Tosfos in the other Rishonim, it's the Nesina, right? They focus on the Nesina. He doesn't say anything about being Mafresh, right? You could say maybe implicitly he was Mafresh, but it doesn't say anything about Mafresh. And the other main Raya is why everyone rejects what Rashi sounds like.
Doesn't help. People are going to eat it. They'll eat it. They'll eat the Meiser that you took already. It's still sitting there.
Ah, okay. But you can answer that. That's what the Tos Rush assumes. If you hold Yesh Breira, then he could say, like the case of the guy who buys wine for the Kutzim, right? He can say, whatever tenth on Mafresh when I get back will retroactively be Truma Meiser, whatever it is. And assuming he left such a big pile that they're not going to finish it all, which, again, we're trying to ask about him, but it's not so crazy. He left such a big pile, there's no way they're going to eat it all. Then that would be okay. That's the chora how you have to explain Rashi. Meaning, maybe they'll just eat the part of his mouth first. No, he's using Breira. You have to say the old Yesh Breira. So holding the Echron, there's running on Leo, hold Yesh Breira, Ain Breira, but you can work it out. You have the old Yesh Breira. What he's saying is that whatever I'm after when I get home is retroactively the Trumas or Maestros now, and as long as they eat the less than 80% of it, and assuming he left a big pile that's Mistaber, then it'll just be Mafresh. Whatever's left in Lama Freya, that will be the Trumas or Maestros, and they will have eaten Kulin. It can work out for Rashi.
What do you mean you don't take half and
depending on which, the Ikaron, yes. The Ikaron, yes, that would be a problem. according to most of the formulation of Tosfos. The other big riot they have against Rashi is the context. The Mishnah is a Mishnah in the fifth parak of Ma'aser Sheni, which is where the Shas discusses the din of Bia. And the context of the Mishnah, sorry, I think I have short zeroing this, is very, very obvious. It's the whole thing about beer. And then it says, in the context of beer, it says that if your payrolls were far away, you have to be Korah Shane. Might to bring them Leo, etc. Right? So it says, Erev jumped to Mishnah passage over here, how you have beer, is Mishnah Vav, Ketzad, etc. Zion, more details, test more details, test more details, and might to bring them Leo. From the context of the Mishnah, it seems pretty clear that the rush was not that he was just worried that he wasn't Mafresh, but that the Shas HaBir was coming. That seems pretty clear from the context of the Mishnayos in Ma'aser Sheni. So that's why all the Rishonim agree with Tosfos against Rashi, based on the Lashon, which is Nesina-oriented, and based on the context, which is in the context of the Ketan Mitzvah's Bir. They all say it was about the beer, and it's concerned with that. You have to do the Nesina, right? You can't do beer if you're holding on to Shrumas or Ma'aseros. You have to be nosing them, and that's what he did. He was nosing them. He was probably part of Rashi. Alright, the Seder could be. Meaning it's possible. Right? Meaning in the Shnais, not sometimes you go to Indian, but Indian also Indian, right? So it's not a proof, but Lamaisa, most people agree with Tosfos. Okay, now the interesting question for Tosfos is, if Tosfos says what he's doing now is the Nesina, but I mean, Chora, you also need a Hafrasha somewhere in there. So according to Tosfos, where is the Hafrasha done? Right? When did he do the Hafrasha? So anyone, when did you do the Hafrasha? What does our Tosfos sound like? Not sound like. Our Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda says explicitly. What'd you say?
Before he left.
Exactly. The last line in the daf, Uper Shabino Tam, the Shnas of Yerhai, so Ukvar Hifrisha, when he talked about the same thousand, he was already Mafresh. So one shot is here. Okay, well, Rashi, Tosfos Shari Shonim, Rabbi Yehuda Tam, the Tosfos of Matzia, that solved the problem very nicely. He was already Mafresh then, and all that was left was the Nesina, and that's why all he's doing now is the Nesina. What Lashon is a little dumb for Rabbeinu Tam in the Mishnah? Shani Asid Lavud, right? So Rabbeinu Tam would have to say, he was already Mafresh, he just hadn't measured it yet, he said, I'm going to measure. What do you mean he was already Mafresh? He was already Mafresh, that the bottom tenth is Vice Rishon. He just has to measure which is the bottom tenth and where to draw the line. So he says, I'm going to measure, but I was already Mafresh.
We shouldn't understand Mafresh as to be ashamed, but rather as physical Mafresh.
Meaning what he already did was Korah Shane. He just hadn't physically measured it out yet. So that's what he says, I'm going to measure. Okay, or maybe just by measuring, he means to give someone something. When you give someone something, you measure it out to them to make sure they get the right amount. So he's going to measure it, but he was already Mafresh. Halachically, he already gave it Chalo Shem Trumas or Ma'asers. Okay, anyone have another possibility of reading where the Hafrasha was? What? It took place on the boat. It took place on the boat. Okay, good. It, one second. It took place, on the boat. So that is a few Rishonim, but who on our, for example, the Tosfos Rush brings this up, right? The Tosfos Rush here brings up some other possibilities. The truth is also the Tosfos in Kiddushin. Let's get that. The other possibility is that the Tosfos Rush brings up here as one of his possibilities. Hifrish Hashta. He was being Mafresh right now. Right? When he said Isha Shani Ah, there's no Lashon HaFrasha, he said no. And within Isha Shani Asad Lamod means he said a Lashon HaFrasha. I was being a little too vague. How is he Mafresh now? How is he Mafresh now? What did he say to be Mafresh now? And not what he said in the first Matanish Mishnah, the Shulah Hornu. When he says, if you don't hold that way. You want to read it to me? Exactly. But Kodim Lakein doesn't mean before he left. It means before he said this sentence. He really said two sentences. What I meant is, when he says, let's take perhaps when he says, Iser Shani Asir Lamud, it has the thing, Iser Shani Lamud. That implies to us that when he said Iser Shani Lamud, he also said what would be with the Iser Shani Asir Lamud. Now, how can he be Nachrish now if he's not being Modeh now? So you have two choices. Either, right? What are the two choices? Either Al Yidei Breira, and then it has to be, you have to hold Yesh Breira. Right? What does Breira mean? Question is, can you, let me say it in one way at least, can you retroactively determine what chesed you're making a halos on now? So if you hold Yesh Breira, then what he said was, whatever Isar Asid Lamud is retroactively going to be Meiser now, and since it's retroactively Meiser now, even though I haven't determined what it is till later, that's the whole Mandar Yesh Breira. I can make it a full Halos now, even though it's not determined till later. Since it's already Meiser now, I can give it to the lady already and the Yotze, even though he doesn't know what I'm giving him. That's Breira, it's retroactively clarified.
That's what we do every Shabbos.
That's the mission of Halomdei of Yayin V'Nakutin, right? Which might be talking about Erev Shabbos. Rashi says talking about Erev Shabbos. Exactly. Erev Shabbos, you can do it with Breira.
You're going to be invited to somebody's house.
Exactly, so you do it with Breira. So if you hold Yesh Breira, that makes sense. I think he doesn't say this. You could even say that if you take this approach, maybe this is even within the Lashon of Isar Shalanis Asid Lamud, which is what you were denying, based on the Lashon Tosas Rashi. Maybe you could even say, within the Lashon of Isar Shalanis Asid Lamud, it implies Isar Shalanis Asid Lamud, Yehei Meiser. Al Yidei Breira. Okay, the other possibility, what if you hold Ein Breira, is... What's the other possibility?
Kava lahem mitzapan lahem.
Exactly. Kava lahem makom. We know that hafrash shum is meisros does not at all require physical separation. It just requires identifying which portion is which. It just requires mental discrimination. So if he says, like we do in the standard neschos nowadays, right? The Tisha calls him also the tzad ha tomi shel heros, whatever it says in the Sidurim. Right? Some of them say Elyon, that doesn't make a difference. He says, you know, he obviously you have to add to his word then. Isser Shani Asid Lamud. Ha Isser Shevet Svono Yehim Meiser. Ve Isser Zeh Shani Asid Lamud. Not retroactive clarification. I'm just giving motive, which Isser is in the Tzafon, is Nasan to whoever. And then he knows exactly what he got right now. The Isser that's in the Meiser is in the Tzafon. Of course, I have to measure out to figure out where to draw the line. But he got the mic from the cell phone, yes.
And he was then Stefan and Nibbon and his family would be getting well needs to get back.
And according to this, you have to assume that he's certain that no members of his family would eat it by accident. Correct. I guess if you want to be clever, he could always say like the Tzatachton show up here and assume they wouldn't get that far, right?
And that's great with it.
Tzatachton? No, Tzatachton is a Tzat.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Not the Tzat that'll be Tzatachton right now, the Tzatachton now. If someone flips it all over, then he's in trouble. Right? If you don't use Breira, someone mixes it, you're in trouble. Okay, the... Correct, exactly. I mean, if the sofa was in the inside, they'd only go through the door of the silo. They wouldn't go to the other end. Okay, somehow. But again, if you're not with Rashi, then Enchanami, who says he was at all worried about maybe this is a locked place where he knew no one would go to. Maybe he left instructions. It could be even left instructions. Don't eat from this silo, eat from that silo, right? Because according to Rashi, he wasn't worried about people leaving script. He was worried about beer. Beer. Why was he worried about people leaving script? Maybe he left instructions that no one should eat from it. Sure. Okay. Is there a third possibility as to when the Hafrasha was? Could be in the past. Could be in the present. Is there a third possibility? Well, I'm leaving the witness here. What? In the future. Is that a possibility? So you say, that's ridiculous. You can't. Doing the scene and the Yosef Mitzvah's beer before the Hafrasha, right? Why did no one say that Hafrasha is in the future? Because that's ridiculous. Obviously, you can't do the Nesina before the Hafrasha, is what you are incorrectly assuming. Right? But, if you look at the Tosfos and Kiddushin, it really sounds that way. What does the Tosfos sound like in Kiddushin? he says, in 1 second. Give me a second. Right, he says what I just said. He wasn't worried they would eat from it. He's not Rashi. He wasn't worried they would eat from it because he already told them not to eat from it. He told them this a locked silo. Don't eat from it until I get home from my boat trip. What was he worried about? He was worried about Kriyashim Bailim giving it to the Bailim to be Yotze beer. But he didn't bother to be Kovea Mukum or say how much it is because he wasn't worried anyone would eat from it. Meaning, he didn't bother to get rid of the Isser of Tevel because he wasn't worried anyone would eat from it, right? He left the Isser Tevel. He just had to do the Nesina for the beer. What is the big chiddush of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos Kiddushin, which the Tosfos Rush quotes in the part right before you started reading, right? Rabbeinu Tam, as understood in Tosfos in Kiddushin, sounds like Yafrish Sheyagil Beso. He'll be Mafrish later. He Taka hasn't taken care of the Isser Tevel now. He wasn't Kovea Makom. What's where's the Tosfos Rush? Right before we started reading, where's my thingy? The Tosfos Rush here quotes that day. And 1 second, here he is. He says that Ukriya Shane the Hasum Hainu Shin Bayun Shivar the me yitnot yitname the Hainu Habi. Right? That he says, you're just being Mavara who you have to give it to. You're not doing any Afrasha. You're not doing any Afrasha at all. There is no Afrasha here. So says the Tosfos Rush, yeah, how do we know he really understands this? As that you didn't do any Afrasha yet, he says, because this only works according to one Manda Amar. What does the Tosfos Rush say? This only works according to one Manda Amar, the Imtomer. If you ask, Kanichel Mandor Matonish Lohor Mukumisha Hormu Damyan. This only works if you hold like the Manda Amar Matonish Lohor Mukumisha Hormu Damyan. What does Tosfos Rush say? Tosfos Rush of Mitzia says, this only works because Savar, and then he says, well, I need a better answer, because what about the other Mandarmer? And he comes up with what we said above, Kimi Shehormu Damyan. This is a very fundamental machloket. Matana Shalom Hormu means you haven't had Chayiv enough Rosh Hashumas or Maestros, but you haven't been Mafrish yet. So is it that the Truma is really in there? You just haven't identified it yet, or there is no truma yet. Meaning, if you haven't been meirim, it doesn't mean physically meirim, it means conceptually mafresh. If you haven't been mafresh, you mean korit shame. The truma is bitzvonu, the truma is bidromo. The truma is in whatever part I retroactively clarify, whichever way it might be. If you haven't done that yet, is there truma there, you just don't know where it is, or is there no truma yet, because you haven't invented it? Right? That's a very, very fundamental question. And the nafkamina is legabi bailus. For example, does the Sheva Kahuna own the Truma before your Mafreshit? After your Mafreshit, clearly for once upon. What about before your Mafreshit? You know, a classic, what about before your Mafreshit? So, he says, if you have Matanash Lohormu Kamisha Hormu Damyan, then you can, even before you were Mafresh, right? Says, even before your Mafresh. You weren't Mafresh. Physically, you weren't mafresh by saying where it is. You weren't even mafresh by saying, I'll retroactively clarify where it is. You weren't mafresh at all. But even before your mafresh, the truma is still there, and you can still give it to the Kohen. So what he did, I mean, it's not truma, it's meister. Sorry, the meister told that you can give it to a Levi. So what he did, he was makne the Levi, the meister, that he was not yet mafresh from his tvua. How could you be machna something you weren't yet mafresh? Well, if you hold matanah shel hormu live to be shel hormu, you can't, right? If you hold matanah shel hormu don't exist yet, I can't be machna. I'm machna nothing. I'm promising to give him a present in the future. That's not a hakna. That's not a sina. But if you hold to be shel hormu, it's there. We just don't know where it is, but it's in there. It already exists. The mummonist right to this, and even the mummonist right, and even the iser status of this miser, or if it would be hallow, the iser status, still exists in here. And therefore, I can be matnet to him even before the hafrasha. That's the tremendous kiddush of this. What it sounds like from the, and again, why do I claim it sounds like this from the Tosfos and Kiddushin? Tosfos and Kiddushin really, he doesn't sound like the Tosfos Vayas. Tosfos Vayas says he was already mafresh before he left home. Tosfos here says he didn't worry about being koveya makom or the being koveya the amount because he wasn't worried anyone would eat from it. I mean, he doesn't say he wasn't worried because he was already mafresh. No one will eat from it, so he told him not to eat from it. So he just didn't worry about it being tevel. It's still tevel. But even when it's tevel, you can mekayim the nesina of trumas or maizos. You mekayim beer maizos even when it's tevel, because the ikar of beer is the nesina. The hafrasha is not ma'akiv the beer. Usually you do hafrasha and then nesina, because what kind of idiot would do nesina before hafrasha? But if you're in a weird circumstance, like on a boat, then it would make sense, then you could do nesina before hafrasha, and that's still yotzei de beer, because you've given it to the lazy. You don't know which part of it is, but it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you've given to the lady, and you're yotzei de beer. And that's the chiddush of the way they understood Rabbeinu Tamei Tosfos and Kiddushin, and the Tosfos Rush also understood Rabbeinu Tamei first that way. He said, you gave it to him, you're just mevarah, but committed yourself. Who gets the miser from this, even though I haven't been mafresh it? He just points out that he's not satisfied with this, because this only works according to the Manda Amar, the Matano Shelo Hormu, Tavisha Hormu Damyan. So he prefers to go to the present tense, and even so, and the Breira only works from one Manda Amar, so he said, I'll cover all the Manda Amars. If you will hold from Breira, presently I'll take Breira. If not, say he was Kovei Amakum.
This is tied to Breira.
No, Matano Shelo Hormu is not tied to Breira.
Not to Breira at all.
You don't need Breira for this. Why? Because what I say is, this is something which is a tenth belongs to the Shevet Levi. I am mocking you that tenth. It's like a shutfus, for example. Let's say I have something that's a shutfus. I own 10% share of this automobile. I can be mocking you the 10% share of the automobile. And if you'll ask, well, which part of the automobile do I get? The answer is, we don't care right now. You have a 10% share in the automobile. And that's what I mean. I'm mocking you this 10% shutfus. I'm not, it doesn't, even though I haven't clarified what it is yet, I don't need Breira. I only need Breira to say, if it's clarified already. I'm saying, no, I admit it's not clarified yet. I'm just mocking you the right to get this 10%. Or rather, the shukhus of this 10%. So for that, I don't need Breira. You only need Breira to say, we already know which 10%. The chiddush of the Tosfos and Kiddushin is that we can admit I don't know which 10%. And then you don't need Breira. It's like being mocking you 10% of a car. Which 10%? It doesn't matter which 10%. We don't need Breira for that. When you're ready to put it, you'll figure out which 10%. You know, but right now, we don't need to know which 10%, so you don't need Breira. That's, I think, the chiddush of this day of Tosfos. And this is a tremendous chiddush in Hilchos Bir, which I think will be relevant for something we're going to get to. What's the chiddush in Hilchos Bir? The chiddush is that Yotzei Yedei Chovas Bir Al Yedei Nesina Afilu Beli Hafrasha. You might have thought you need to do all the mitzvahs to be yotzei de beer, the hafrasha and the nesina. Clearly you need to do the nesina. If you're mafresh and not nosein, you're yotzei beer, that's the whole point. But I would have thought you need to do hafrasha and nesina. You need to do every mitzvah, every part of the mitzvah you can. Hafrasha, no, it's only guaranteed in advice, only got nesina. If you could do your nesina without a hafrasha, which is a weird thing to do, but if you hold like the right mandar or matanus vishahurmu and you're in a boat, it might work out to do it, then you're yotzei beer even without the hafrasha. That's the chiddush of the Tosfos and Kiddushin. Which again, Tosfos Rush obviously understands Tosfos and Kiddushin the way I do, or understands Rabbeinu Tam the way I'm explaining Tosfos and Kiddushin, because he said this is the case of lo hormu, it's pre hafrasha. Okay, this is the different ways to understand what is going on, just pasha shot in the story. Is it hafrasha? Is it nesina? And if it is nesina, three options, the only three prime options in the language, as to where the hafrasha was. With a little chiddush that you don't need hafrasha to be yotzei beer, according to Tosfos in Kiddushin. Now, the more interesting question Tosfos goes on to ask is, what's missing from the Mishnah? Right? What's missing from the Mishnah? Of course. What did he not give? Truma. What happened to Truma? Right? What happened to Truma from this Mishnah? What happened to Truma? So, there are two basic, I think, there are only two basic drachim to explain what happened to, What are the two basic drachim to explain what happened to Truma? Either he did it already, okay, one there is, he did it already. He did it already. So one basic derech is var hifresh v'nasan. Meaning for Rashi, he was mafresh already. And for Tosfos Mi'ilei Rishonim, he was even mafresh and nosing already. Right? For Rashi, maybe he would, Hafresh would be enough. But let's go there. He already was mafresh, sure, he already gave the truma. Now, that's a perfectly reasonable answer, right? I mean, logically, if he already gave it, he didn't have to worry about it on the boat. The question is just, mehechi deisi. Why would he have, if you would say he already was mafresh everything, of course he was mafresh everything, a chagr, that holds me hafziyah, that was shayna matukan. If you say he was mafresh nothing, then for some reason he left without being mafresh anything, and, you know, he didn't have to worry about his family eating it because he warned them not to eat it, or because he left in the field, and in the field they all know that these trumas are maestros, or there's an emergency, the seder. But why would he have been mafresh truma and not mafresh meiser? So, what's pshat? So, it's easy to do. Tosa, the way Tosas here says it is like a little funny. What does he say? The Imtomar Maila Nas and Truma Gedola, Kivadan Mahach Maishin, Yosu Truma Truma's Maisha Lakoi. Sure, Elizabeth Zaria Hayimo. Why didn't you do Truma Gedola? And don't say, because you don't have to give Truma when Shasa Beer comes. Because it says in the Mishnah in Maisha Shani, Kesad Mitzvah Beer, or sorry. It says the mitzvah hayav your ketzad. No, some truma, truma's maishel kohen. You have to give the truma, and don't say he didn't have a kohen and that's why he's left out, because who was on the boat? Remember, he was the lady. Remember, Elizabeth Azariah. How do we know he's on the boat? Because of the part that's not quoted here. But if you go to the Mishnah, it says Leor Rabbi Yeshua that was mafresh truma's meiser from his meiser and gave it to Elizabeth Azariah. He was a kohen, right? Elizabeth Azariah was not just any kohen. He was the how many yochas was he? Remember the. Gemara, the machlok, the fight between Rabbi Leor and Yeshua, right? He was 10th generation from Ezra. So Elizabeth Azariah was a Kohen. So why didn't he do that? He did not say for Amr Yeshua, Amr Yeshua's Meister, he's born Nasna with Elizabeth Azariah. The Yeshlom, by Yeshua Gadol, Karen Shanasa, Frisha Venasna, Fisha Kala, Hisla Hafrish, Tichita Achas, Poteris Kol, Poteris Akriv, and he tell us, Be Omed, Oh, just why? He's a Karmel. Okay, that's number one. So he says it's easy. The Tosfos in Gedushin has a very strange halacha. He says, well, chita achas per sefri, maybe he just gave a chita achas. Which is a little funny, like why he would do something in a way that wasn't yoksei,
the lachachilah mi'rabanan. That's because he didn't have.
Right, but I think our Tosfos has a much better formulation. Chita achas per sefri, and not therefore he'll give chita achas. What is he, a cheapskate? Since chita achas per sefri, it's nitelus ba'omed, meaning he doesn't have to worry about giving too little. And you can estimate, even with Rabbanan, you can estimate. So therefore, it's very easy to think about it. Truma Gedola, once it's in Telefa Omed, once it's all right, so there's no fixed shear. So you eyeball it, you give some Truma, and Gedolik. Meiser is really hard. You have to measure an exact tenth. You have to, now, to us, it doesn't sound so hard, but ever, let's say you come back from the shuk and you buy someplace without a hashkacha, so you measure a tenth, whatever, big deal. But you imagine the guy is Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Gamliel was.
We don't do it either.
Correct. But even if you have to, Rebbe Gamliel was right. He was he was a tycoon, right? He owned half of Eretz Yisrael, right? So you can imagine what he had from. You know, he probably had three buildings full of tefua. You have to measure. You have to sit there with a basket and measure it all out, and then figure out what the tenth is. That takes a week. So he didn't have time to wait for that. So it's very nostalgic. Practically, he already did it beforehand. So one answer is practical. Chita acha poteres et hakri niteles beomed right? So it's very easy. So now, of course, he loves to do mitzvahs. He did the mitzvah of truma because the mitzvah of truma takes him 10 minutes. Figures out approximately a 50th or a 40th. He was an idiot in the summer and gives it to a kohen. Meiser takes a week, and he has pressing business. He is the, you know, the leader of the whole Jewish people. So he has pressing business. He couldn't wait a week till they measured it all. That's what Tosfos said at first. Again, the Tosfos in Kiddushin has a sort of funny formulation that says maybe he actually gave Kita Achas. And then Tosfos in Kiddushin says, well, I don't love that idea because why would he do something in a way that's not Yotzei, the Takanos Chachamim? But our Tosfos is a better formulation, not that he gave Kita Achas. But because he could give Kita Achas, he didn't have to worry about it. And he just made an omen, and however good it was or however bad it's good enough. Ode, but then Tosfos says an interesting the ode. Artosus. The ode, Shatvua is a term Mimurachas Vishwam Melio, Kimuch Rishami. The Tvua was already Mimurachas, meaning it was a Gemar Melocha, as is clear in Rishami. Actually, we shouldn't argue whether it was already Mimurachas or not. But, okay, let's assume it was already Gemar Melocha. Uchum Gedoma Frishiva Sada Niyan Achim Ruach. And he says, he says there seems to be a minhag, or maybe even a din. Not clear if this is a minhag or a din, right? That truma gedola it works differently from maisros. Truma gedola you're mafresh in the sadeh right after the meiruach. What is meiruach? Let me just make sure we're on the same page here. The halacha is that what's the best way to say it? That the chiyuv hafreshes from Mr. Maisros is not chal until gemar melacha. Rishis digoncha. Digoncha, we assume, means digun, when you turn it into dagon. And when it grows, you can also call it dagon in Hebrew. But the main meaning of the word dagon in Hebrew is kernels of grain. That's the main word. The main meaning of the word dagon in Hebrew is not stalks, beautiful stalks growing in the field, is a pile of kernels of grain. And therefore, we dash reish diguncha that you're only chayv lahafreshim or maestros after gemar melacha, and gemar melacha is when you do the katsira, right? If you remember Hilchos Shabbos, right? You do the katsira, and then you bundle together, then you do the disha, you thresh it to separate the kernel from the chaff. You do the zriya, which is you break it, and then you have the wind blow the chaff to one side, and you will pile up the only grains, only grain kernels. And then meiruach means you smooth out the pile, like, you know, the meruach, right? To smooth out your margarine on your bread, whatever it may be. You smooth out the pile and you have pure grains. That's the gemar melacha of grains. And similarly, in every other fruit and vegetable and kitnis, etc., there's a gemar melacha. When you finish the avodas hasadah, that obviously you then have to grind it and knead it and bake it, etc. But that's the end of the melachas hasadah. The production side, and that's when you're chayiv in Shumas or Maestros. And that's the last thing done in the Gorin. Right? In the Gorin, you do your Koser, Ma'amer, Dush, Zoran, Borer, and you left the pile of grain, and it's that pile of grain that you then store, and when you're ready to eat it, you continue with the Tokein, Merake, Lush, and Ofa. So, the din apparent, or din or minhag, not clear to me, is that right away in the Gorin, as soon as you do Gemar Melacha, you take Shuma. But the maestros, you can wait until you put it in the silo. So that's what he says. Kidyomrinim Yushalim Gleishen, he must appear some southern fuzar, and if you found Peros in the Sodeh, Mutar Mishum Gezel. If they're just okay, that meaning there's no simon and no shavas aveda. But chayav mamayis from truma truma, the etzel gorn shdiakar mkein nitrum truma manu. If you find some pirus that the farmer lost in the sadeh, there's yeyush. We assume there's yeyush. It's mutter mishum gedel. You have to take off meister, but you don't take off truma. Why? Because the etzel gorn shdiakar, no one would take it out of the goren until they took off truma. Meaning, as soon as you do the meiruach hakri in the goren, you take off truma. So it's not clear if it's a din or a minhag. What does yesher mean? A yesher mean it would be a violation of halacha for a yid to take it out of the goren. The goren is the threshing floor, by the way. Remember from Shavuos when you all slept in Megillas Rus. Is it halachically forbidden for a Jew to uproot, take it out of his threshing floor without taking truma? Or is it just the minhag of Ola that no one would ever But either way, truma is taken, even though this has no pasuk behind it, truma is taken right away, meiser is taken later. That's the assumption. If I find it, it got lost between the gorim and the, you know, the house. You know, it got lost away from the gorim to the silo, or from the silo, or away from the silo to the house. I know he's taken off truma, but I think he hasn't taken off meiser. So Tosa says, this is, now it's not clear to me if this is really just saying the same thing again or not. Is he just saying, because it's so easy to take truma, everyone takes it off in the gorim? In which case, he's not saying anything new. He's just buttressing what he said until now. But from the lush, the ode could mean, the ode, I'm buttressing what I said until now. But it sounds like, if you want to deny this is a new shot, you can. You want to argue with me and say, Bednarsh, Tosa is not saying two things, he's saying one thing. Since it's easy, he probably took it off already. Not only that, since it's easy, everyone probably took it off already. Because every yid would want to do an easy mitzvah as soon as he could. But it sounds to me like maybe Tosa is saying something a little more than that. That it's not just that, it's not just because it's easy and it's more likely. We know that people also took truma very seriously. Like Amarasim took truma, but not meiser. It's not just psychologically everyone took it off. It could be that it's a din. Maybe it is a din that lechatchila, obviously, right? I won't quote the exact lesson. It's a din that truma miteles miyad. Obviously miyad after the meiruah, because until then you're not chayiv bechlal. But truma, as soon as the chiv is chal, you have to take it off that second. Meiser, you don't take it off until you bring it to your home or to your store, or truma miteles miyad. Meiser. Miyad the goren, umaiser niteles acharka, you know, ba'yis. Again, ba'yis ba'adak, it could be a store, maybe it's a storage facility, but only, you don't have to take it off in the goren. In which case, then it's obvious that if it was already out of the goren, obviously it's a truma and not meiser. Again, can I prove that this is a new idea and not just an illustration of the first idea? No, but it sounds like it's a real din and not just a minigol, It sounds like there's a rush to take truma, there's no rush to take meiser. In which case, this is the eighth chiddush in Hilchos Trumas or Meiseros, that af al pi shechiyuv Trumas or Meiseros chal bevat achas chayav lafresh truma miyad hello maestros. Okay. Which again, I'm saying this all as a possibility, because it could be that this is not at all a halakhic difference. It's just that in the Stam, people did things as soon as it was convenient, and it was convenient to take off the truma right away, not meiser. But possibly. Okay, why am I putting a few things in green? We will see in a moment. Okay, that is one direction. One direction is that he was already mafresh. And knows it, the truma, right? Because you want to be able to see the mirror. That is one direction. Tosfos Shas has another very peculiar direction. He says maybe Taki is puter from truma, because the unique din of meiser shereishin shefimo v'shibalim is puter from truma. But we won't get into that now. He has a lot of kashas on that. What's the other basic direction? Exactly. The other basic direction is that truma is pater from beer. Why would anyone have a habamina that truma is pater from beer? This is not supposed to be a hard question. Why would anyone have, I don't mean a fancy lumbus. I just mean a pasuk shot. Why did anyone think truma is pasuk from beer? It's not to explain Rambam and Leil, they invented truma being pasuk from beer. Why did they think truma being pasuk from beer? Because it says so. It's a Mefarsh Mishnah, right? It's an explicit Mishnah that says truma is pasuk from beer. That's not reasonable. Is that not a good reason for some of the things, other than explicit Mishnah? It doesn't mention truma specifically. Not in the Chumash. Okay, but, you know, we're not Karaites, so that only goes so far. Although, you're right, I'll come back to it. Says the Mishnah Bikurim, Yesh from Meiser Bikurim, Shein Kim Truma. There are some things that apply to Meiser Bikurim, and not, Meiser meaning Meiser Sheini and Bikurim, and not Truma. Such as, to Unhavos Makam, you have to bring it to Yishalayim. to nevidoi. You have to say nevidoi. Okay, vidoi is connected to beer, right? Right there, Rav Shimon, says straight out, something's applied to Maitre and Bikurim and not Truma, such as Chiyavir. So it's a Mefurish Mishnah that Truma is Pater from beer. Right? Sounds pretty convincing. So, Mishnah, Bikurim, Days, which says so Mefurish that it's Pater from beer. Yeah, it might or may not mean it, but it certainly says it. So, who takes this approach? So Tosus quotes it. It's not an R Tosus, right? And the Tosus and Kiddushin quotes it, and the Ramban and the other Yishomer here. Yishomer. I wish I knew who the Yishomer was. The Ramban even seems to perhaps lean toward that at first. Yishomer, that. He didn't give the beer because, now, this wouldn't help for Rashi, right? For Rashi, everyone knows that if you're worried about Tevel, then Truma is much worse. But, Altsbier, if Truma's Potter from beer, then he didn't worry about the Truma. He just kept the Truma, because Truma is Potter from beer. So that is the Yesh Omrim in Tosos and Kiddushin, and the Ramban here. And the Ramban, you know, seems to even have some partiality to this, Yesh Omrim, because the Ramban Tosos like throws this Yesh Omrim in the garbage right away. He's like, ridiculous, can't be. And in general, that's not really accepted by the mainstream Rishonim. As a matter of fact, I haven't even found anyone willing to put their name on it in the Rishonim. When the Ramban quotes it, he says, Lefisha Eina Truma Tricha Beer Kiditnan, etc., etc. Then he says, V'yesh Misha Omer Shempirish B'yam Hifrish Truma Gdola Shizvarech Mitzos V'chidavzer Zagrilo Hifrish Maisros. Right? Says, Yesh Omer, that he already mafshed it beforehand. He actually says a different thing. He says, maybe he only was fish the malach on some of it, so it's not shy to do Maisro yet because he didn't measure it all. How do you measure if you haven't finished the malacha yet? You don't have grains, but it's shy, take off truma. Okay, the same basic idea. But the Ramban, it's the Yesh Omrim, like there, the Ramban himself seems to lean towards truma being putter from beer. But then he quotes some, then he says, he finds some writing, Shami. So this is the, Tosos. The Shari Shonim, and this is the Yesh Omrim from Ramban, the Tosos Kiddushin. All the Rishonim quote this Yesh Omrim, that Truma is Potter from beer. Now, however, the Tosos Shant here quotes it a little different than the Ramban. What is the way the Ramban and Tosos quotes it? Truma is putter from beer. Right? So, Tosos Kiddushin and the Ramban. Truma Tetura be beer. The Tosos Shans, we'll see in a second, quotes a little differently. How does the Tosos Shans quote this day? He doesn't say this is the day of the Truma putter from beer. What does he say? Tosos Shans the Shimu Gavantis? He says, Midrabanan. He says, Potter midaraisa, but chayav midrabanan. And why did the Mishnah mention it? Because the Mishnah was only mentioning the doraisas. Right? So it's the same basic approach as the doraisa level. They just differ in a halachal maisa level that the Rabbanan, most Tosafim, quote this Yesh Omer saying, Potter legamre. Tosaf Shans quotes the Yesh Omer saying, Potter midaraisa, chayav midrabanan, but the Mishnah didn't bother with drabanans. Right? The Mishnah was only osig in doraisas. Okay, now, who's right? Is it potter from beer or not? Let's see. Ha'im truma chayeves the beer. So on the one hand, we have a boxing match, right? In one corner, we have heavyweight champion Bikurim Bezbez, which says there's no beer, right? Right? Says beer b'meiser Ubikurim below Bitruma. Okay, who's in the other corner of the ring? What? Who's in the other corner of the ring? Why isn't this Pashut right? Why doesn't everyone say Truma is possible for Yerusha? The first mission of Bikurim. Who's in the other corner of the ring? The mission Meiser Sheni. What does the Mishnah say in Meiser Sheni? I will read a few things. Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach Shel Vi Shel Shvi'ah Shel Yabir Ketzad Nosim Truma Trumas Meiser Labaylem etc. Her Kehal Lachavav said, "How's the year you give Truma?" It's pretty explicit. Continuing, then when it darshens the psukim, it says in Mishnah Yod, the mincha b'yom tov achron ha'yivus vadim ketzay yavidu yarki kodesh nabayis the ma'aser shein me'aser vayim nesat the legs of ma'aser lady v'gam the rima v'gam nesat the truma trumas ma'aser. So A, it says beer includes truma, and B, it darshens from the psukim v'gam is the rabbi's truma. So here we have ma'aser shein hey vav and hey yod. That says explicitly that there is the bit truma, the gum. Right, meaning it doesn't say, someone pointed out, something doesn't say about truma. It says the gum is not the lady. It doesn't say Kohen. You could have said a Kohen's a lady, right? The Yabo a lady in Parsha Shoftim. But the mission doesn't say, it says the gum. The gum is not the lady. Who's the gum of the lady? The great the lady. The great the lady is the Kohen. Okay, so now here is an obvious theory between the Mishnayos. How do we resolve this theory between the Mishnayos? So, how do most Rishonim resolve this theory between the Mishnayos? Who say that there is Bir and Truma? So here, Shuto. There is then Bir and Truma. What do they do with the mission of Bikurim? Tosfos already says, I think. Kedushin. How do you explain the mission of Bikurim, which says there's no beer in Truma? Well, what does beer mean? What does the word beer mean? It might mean destroy, or it might mean, well, destroy burns Seder, or it might mean to get it out of your possession, right? This is a big deal in the Rishonim. My only time I ever gave shir in Kolo Yom Rishon, the Halakha Kolo Yom Rishon in Washington Heights, they don't invite you too often because it doesn't justify the plane ticket unless I'm around anyway. I spoke about the mitzvah of B'dikas Chametz, Al Bir Chametz. What does Al Bir Chametz mean? Doesn't mean I'm destroying the Chametz and we're saying the bracha 14 hours in advance. Or does it mean, Maram Chalava says, no, it means on getting the chametz out of my house, and we're saying the bracha exactly at the right time, right? So that's the question, Dan. What proves you the argument was right? So what does beer mean? Does beer mean getting out of my house, or does beer mean destroying? So says Tosfos and all the Rishonim, this solves the problem of the Sira. It depends what you mean by beer. Beer meaning get out of my house, says Truma Truma Gdola. No, from the violin. Beer getting out of my house, that applies to Truma. But there's another kind of beer. What do I do with Meiser Sheni and Bikurim? So ideally, what should I do with Meiser Sheni and Bikurim?
Give it to the violin.
No, I'm the violin of Meiser Sheni at least. What should I do with Meiser Sheni? Bring it to Yerushalayim. What if it's Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Pesach and I'm in Kiryat Shmona and it's time for beer, what do I do? I have to destroy it. The other kind of beer. That's what it says right here. Kesa nosin truma trumas ma'aser labayla. Ma'aser misha labayla. Ma'aser ani labayla. Or ma'aser sheni v'bikurim misbarim b'chol makom. Are destroyed. Meaning there's two kinds of beer. There's beer getting rid of, which applies to everything, is beer destroyed. Only ma'aser and bikurim, ma'aser sheni bikurim, according to the Chacham Dor v'Shimon, get destroyed. Why? Because I can't give them to anyone, meaning Meister Shani is mine, I just have to bring it to you on. And Bikurim, it doesn't have to give it to the Kohen, because it has to be in Yerushalayim.
You give it to somebody
before the Zman. Yeah, I was just saying. And what if the Kohen already has the Bikurim, and now the Zman of Beer comes and he's in Kiryat Shmona? So he has to destroy it. Right? So, that's they said, Tosfos and Rav Rishonim say, this means destroying. And the beer of destroying only applies to Meiser Sheni and Bikurim, right? Meaning, Meiser Sheni, and Bikurim, because I'm not in Yerushalayim, doesn't apply to Truma. You never have to destroy Truma, just give it to the Kohen. It's beer and Truma, just not the destroying beer. The giving beer means destroying. You destroy Meiser Sheni uBikurim. You give Truma. So it doesn't mean there's no mitzvah of beer. It just means the mitzvah of beer is done through beer, not through beer. If that was clear.
This is not
all the Rishonim and all the Mefarshim Meiser Sheni. What does the Yesh Omrim say? The Yesh Omrim says, no, the Mishnah in Bikurim is Kipshuto. It means literally there's no beer. Ein din beer. The Truma. And how do we know that you should take the Mishnah in Bikurim Kipshuto? Because Rabbi Gamliel supports it. What does he do with the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni? So here, the Rabban and the Tosfos Shas have two different answers. Either Tosfos Shas says this is an asmachta midrabanan, right? And keep in mind, I'll give you two reasons why the Yesh Omrim is not crazy. One, besides the fact he's reading the Mishnah of Shuto, one, it fits with Rabban Gamliel. Two, the Mishnah also says no vidoy by Truma. Why is there no vidoy by Truma? There's no vidoy. Why is there no vidoy by Truma? Right? Then one of the things that applies to my Shein Bikurim Truma is vidoy. Why no vidoy by Truma? That has nothing to do with destroying versus giving. Because Truma is fundamentally not part of it. Truma is fundamentally mufka from the whole Parsha. Is that whole second paragraph from Parsha's Kisavo doesn't apply to Truma. There's no vidoy, there's no beer, Kipshuto. By the time you get to Mekomo and Meiser Sheni, there is beer. Either that's an asmachta midrabanan, or what the Ramban says is, it's machlokas tanaim. The Tana and Bikurim, what Rabbi Gamliel holds like the Tana and Bikurim, that there's no beer in Truma, and the Tana and Meiser Sheni holds there is beer in Truma. It could be machlokas tanaim. So you have to get out of either say that's an asmachta midrabanan, that's what Tosfos Shas says, and Rabbi Gamliel Mustama did beer of Truma. They just didn't write it down because it was only midrabanan. Or you say machlokas tanaim. Okay, that's the lay of the land in terms of working out the Mishnayos in Zroim. Now, I want to ask one very, very pushy question, which is, okay, maybe it's a valid question, maybe it's not a valid question, but if you look in the Sukkim in Kisavo, the Yartiyah Kodesh Ben Abayis V'yam Satibla L'Vila Gerla Yisom L'Avanah V'chomot V'chasher Tzibisonu V'omarkim Tzibisonu V'omarkim Tzibisonu V'chachti V'chalpi Domim Yenu V'omsafim Yenu L'Meisu V'yartim Yenu Tamei Asis V'chol Shamarkim Tzol Shevel Kai Asis V'chol Asher Tzibisonu. It doesn't say much. It says Levi sounds a little Meiser Rishonik. It says Yer Yosem Almana sounds like Meiser Ani. Kodesh L'chor sounds like Meiser Sheni. Why does Kodesh sound like Meiser Sheni? Because Kodesh Elohim Shem, that's our vibe, same did as Meiser Sheni, and even more so, Parsha B'chukosai, B'chol Masar Ha'Earth, Mizera Ha'Earth, B'Pri Ha'Eitz, Kodesh L'Hashem, that was referring to Meiser Sheni, right, which is Kodesh. Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani are not Kodesh. There's no Truma in the Parsha, but there's no Bikurim either. So fine, you can Darshan Truma, you can Darshan Bikurim.
Bikurim is called Truma.
But what did the Yishomrim say? Bikurim's in, and Truma's out. So why is Truma out? Why is Truma the only thing that's out? Bikurim's in. Meiser Rishon's in. Meiser Sheni's in. Meiser Ani's in. Truma's out. Why should Truma not have beer? Now you could say, if you really wish, and then I will not be your friend anymore, you could say that, well, when Chazal Darshan took him, they saw a serious drash for being Marbeh, Meiser Sheni and Bikurim, and not a strong drash for being Marbeh Truma, so they understood it. There is a custom of a chok that we don't understand, that everything's in a Truma now. If you really want to be an Akshen, you could say that. But, l'chora, they must have had some better svar in mind in order to understand the sukkah and say, see, one of the drashas for Yam is Truma. So, why does Truma not have beer? So, I think that, what's the answer?
That Truma's Mishulchan Gavoa Truma.
Exactly. Where did you get that from?
Margarita.
Margarita Tava. Right. This is actually like Rav Lichtenstein's favorite vart in all of Shulchan Aruch Maaseros, which I heard him say Lopam Lopamayim. But I decided, in honor of Bain Beis Medrash below at least the bibliographical Kiddush, I would actually look around and see who he's mechaving to in the Achronim, and as a first Marganisa Tava, we've all learned at least where to find the Marganisa Tava. There are some Achronim who are say some very, very fascinating things, but only wrote their Sefer on the Sefer Mitzvot, and many of them only on the Shoroshim of the Sefer Mitzvot, so they're not so well known. But if you ever see a Megillas Esther, and it's not referring to the Bible, Megillas Esther, a Kines Sofer, a Leis Sameach, or a Marganisa Tava, you know to look in the Sefer Mitzvot, and specifically everyone except for the specifically some of those are only on the Shoroshim. Megillas Esther writes really from the beginning to the end. Some of the others go further, but the Iker is on the Shoroshim Sefer Mitzvot. The 12th Shorosh, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvot, is, this is a very fascinating Indian, the 12th Shorosh, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvot, is, before the Sefer Mitzvot, he had to figure out, this whole thing of 613 Mitzvot is a big, big, big mess. It's like, you know how, like, statistics, you can get to say anything you want? So it's the same thing as 613 Mitzvot. There are 613 Mitzvot in the Torah, at least most the Rishonim seem to, it's the Gemara Makos. Right, there's some Rishonim make list that don't announce 613, not sure why, but most Rishonim like the idea of 613. 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, great. But when you look through the Chumash to try and find the 613, it's almost impossible. What counts and what doesn't count, right? What counts as one mitzvah, what counts as two mitzvahs, right? You need a lot of interpretation to figure out how to get to 613. So the Rambam, therefore, he prefaces his Sefer mitzvahs with 14 Shurashim of rules of how to count. Alright, so each of which is very, very fascinating, really worthy of a limud in and of itself, and a bein hazman, and just to go through the same.